Okay, so getting started with tax then. So when you start a new job, the employer will need your PPSN, and PPSN stands for Personal Public Service Number. So once you have your public personal service number or your PPSN, it'll be sent to Revenue to inform them that you're starting employment with them. Or you might have to register on Revenue online to set up your account there because a lot of documents are kind of gone online now. And that's just to make sure that you're paying the correct tax. So that'll be sent off to Revenue, your number, so your personal public service number. Revenue then will set up an account, or you'll set up an account. And then what they'll do then, once you're registered with Revenue, they will send you out a certificate of tax credits. So what are your tax credits and your standard rate cutoff point, your SRCOP. So with your standard rate cutoff point, it'll tell you how much you're allowed to earn and pay tax on the low rate, and how much then you're going to pay tax on a higher rate. So what's your cutoff point? Now, if you don't register with Revenue, you'll pay emergency tax on your income, which is about 50%. So if you don't register with Revenue before you start your new job, then you're going to be paying emergency tax until Revenue sorts you out with your tax credit and your standard rate cutoff point. And once that's sorted out, then at the end of the year, then you can do a balancing statement and claim back the extra tax that you have paid. So it's kind of a way of saving. So you usually pay that, you usually claim that back at the end of the year. So getting started with income tax, you need to have your PPSN number. You send that off to Revenue, or you will set up your online account on Revenue Online. Once Revenue have your information, they will send you out your tax credits and your standard rate cutoff point. And once you have that, then the employer will know how much to apply for your tax credits to reduce your tax liability, and also how much to charge you at the low rate and how much to charge you at the higher rate for your tax liability.